You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Cary Overbrunner and my friend Stephen Nooner. How are you doing today, Stephen?
Better than I deserve. That's for
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Listen, man, I'll never forget the time that we chatted about this book. It was during COVID, and I was with my family at Hilton Head because we had paid for that thing in advance. And I'm like, look, let's not lose that opportunity. And here we are during COVID, and you're telling me this story about dogs. And here I know that you're an entrepreneur. You're a highly successful business person. And yet there's this dream and desire that's on your brain about these dogs. What in the world, my friend? How did that come to you? We're talking about dogs on Heaven Street. If you're watching, tell us where you're from. Give us the story, Stephen.
I mean, the story sounds unbelievable. In fact, I can't believe we're actually sitting here talking about it. So we just start off by saying thank you for being the final unlock in the who that knew the how to help us get over the goal line. But this is actually a 15-year journey. And the way it came to me was literally a download. I mean, literally, I'm almost embarrassed to say it. I got the story. I wrote it down early in the morning, one morning, probably about 15 years ago, wow, in about 15 minutes, the main storyline. It took me, my wife, we had no kids at the time. We had no children. I have three now, you know, 13, 10 and 7. Hey guys. But my wife woke up later, it was early in the morning, and I told her the story of it. And I told her I felt like I was supposed to write it. And here we are 15 years later of failing forward and the only thing I've really done as part of this whole thing, this whole journey, is keep the vision that I was given alive and just take the next step of obedience. So the story downloaded, and then it's this incredible journey of just failing forward. Probably my greatest entrepreneurial journey to date, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear about that, because folks, I want everyone to realize, like, Stephen had this crazy idea, and I'm sure at times he felt like, is this from God? Is this my own thing? What's going on? And then you had the whole pressure of, are you really a children's author? You're an entrepreneur. What are people going to say? I mean, this is a big thing that people can relate with. And you have project managers and tribe members saying, hey, and lots of people, go ahead and share this, folks. We're going to be giving away a copy of this as well. But talk to us about that journey, because I think that's the bigger story. Right now, I feel like there's people that are supposed to do something big in their lives. God's leading them to do it, but they're like, whoa, I don't know how, or I don't know what people will say. Kind of tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll go a step further that immediately, as soon as, you know, I talked to Cory about this, I mean, I immediately knew I didn't want to do it. And the reason I said I didn't want to do it, it was really, this story is about the faith journey, but I was the prodigal. And so, you know, I grew up, you know, very far away from the Lord. And quite honestly, you know, the thought of doing anything spiritually related, I felt like, man, that's someone else, God, not me, not me. And so, but the quite honest truth is I couldn't shake it, Cary. I couldn't shake it. No matter how much I tried, I couldn't shake it. And so I leaned into that fear, and just took the next step. And then I took the next step, and then I took the next step, and here we are. And really, this is just another next step, because, you know, I'm terrified to be doing this. I mean, it's just like this whole incredible journey of that. And so, yeah, my prayer, one of my prayers for this book is that other people are encouraged, because I do believe that a lot of people like me, probably have things that they feel called to do. And maybe they don't want to do them. Maybe they really want to do them and they're just afraid to do them. And so my hope is that whether it's entrepreneurial, whether it's faith-based, that people will lean into the courage because our world needs courage right now.
Wow. That's so good. I love the fact that you said that you told God kind of, you got the wrong person. Not me. I'm not qualified. And yet you look at the scriptures and most of the time the people aren't qualified. Whether it's the disciples and they were fishermen or, you know, just these shepherds and kings, you know. So for people who are here today, Kiara says we need courage. Tanisha says, I just bought the book, giving it to her nephew. I love that. Let's talk about the story. So the story is about these dogs and what happens and kind of give us the story.
Yeah. So I'm at the highest level. I mean, there's a beautiful white mansion and there's a father and a son and dogs, and they live this beautiful, pristine mansion is on Heaven Street. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so these dogs all are very, very special to the father. They're very loved. They all have unique abilities and talents that really, really please the father, that really brings joy. And it's a really, really harmonious thing. However, one by one, the dogs all miss the mark. They basically make a mess of one thing or another. And misuse their gifts. And so for that, they are put outside of the home. And as the father's putting each of the dogs outside of the home, each one of the dogs tries to grab their special talent or perform their special trick for the father to try to earn their way to be able to stay inside the house. They don't want to be put out, so they do their trick. And one by one, you know, unfortunately, that's not enough to clean up the mess they've made. And so they have to go outside the home. And so they go outside the home. The story unfolds, huge messes and lots of comical, you know, types things occur throughout the story. But ultimately, the dogs all end up outside. And then the rest of the story, the son comes home and he was no part of the mess. He also loved the dogs. And he, without complaining, without anything but just love, he does what the dogs cannot do for themselves, and he cleans up their messes. And because he cleans up the messes, the dogs are allowed to come back into the house. And so the front door of the house, you can see it there. There's a metaphor there. If you look real closely, there's actually it's a cross, and so. It's obviously a parable for the gospel story.
Wow. Oh my gosh. This is fantastic. This is amazing. So that is a incredibly powerful story, Stephen. What's been the response?
I mean, the response has been really, really encouraging, right? It's funny to how much we can, you know, be afraid and not me. And, you know, some of these things that I told the Lord, but, with each step, there required a certain amount of courage. I went into it, but I've been just really, really just so grateful for the incredible outpouring, the love, and just the response. And, you know, I've got it from all kinds of people from all walks of life. And it's been really encouraging from people that have been walking with the Lord for a long period of time that have read it and they felt encouraged in their faith. By reading it to one of their kiddos, to you know, people that really resonate with the trying to perform or earn their way, or having a difficult time trying to accept their, you know, salvation versus being, you know, trying to perform their way into heaven. But then also the entrepreneurial story, because I live in that community. I think there's a powerful story in this, regardless of where people are on their faith walk, for anybody who's you know, feels like they're called to do something different than what they're doing, and wants to live into that.
Wow. So good. So good. I see it now. I see the, I'm going to maximize it here, but you're saying that the front door is literally the metaphor for the cross. That's powerful.
The sun comes in, cleans up the messes they couldn't clean, and because of that, the door is blown open.
That's so good. Wow, man. You take this, is that, people are saying a bunch of good stuff here.
Thank you.
You know, I think that people are either one son or the other, you know, one daughter or the other. I've heard that we either go to religion or rebellion. And you might have gone rebellion. I went religion. Oh, I'll just do it. I'll just work hard. I'll just clean it up myself. You know, and mine was even, hey, I'll even punish myself through self-injury to earn my way, you know, and show my repentance. And both are far from the Father. The one who's religious or the one who's rebellious, they're both far from the Father. And somebody said it, grace. So grace. So grace means what? That you can't earn. You can't earn it.
We certainly don't deserve it. And what I would say is, one of the things that, you know, I just want to be clear about is that, you know, I'm still not qualified to share this story, you know, but I'm just taking the next step.
That's so good. So I see like the story and then the bigger story. You know, the story is you wrote this cool book called Dogs in Heaven Street. By the way, you got some great people here. I think Jessica, you know her. I think so.
Yeah. Jessica is our, this book's available on Audible if you want to hear a wonderful voice. I mean, this book is all about unique ability teamwork. I said the best entrepreneurial story I've ever been a part of. Jessica was just an incredible anchor through this whole process. And again, she's our audible voice as well. So
it's so good. And what I like about this is you're right. It's been a team project. You had an illustrator. Even I believe it's being translated into Spanish, or it is.
It's in the process being translated to Spanish. There's a coloring book. We'll talk more about that later. That's available for free download.
Where can they get that?
So StephenJNooner.com. You can actually download it. Again, this is a gospel story. This is something that we want to just get out there and spread the word on. And so we've made that available for whatever, vacation Bible study, those who can't afford the book, whatever. We want to be able to get that resource into people's hands. And so StephenJNooner.com, and you can get the free download of the coloring book.
I love it. I love it. So I'm there. And okay. So you can learn more here. And it talks about the book itself and the coloring book. I love it. Yep. Ooh, very cool. So you can download the color. So how cool is that, folks? Listen, this weekend, send your kids right here. Kiara, if you can put that link in, StephenJNooner.com/books. How cool is that? Download the coloring book. And now all of a sudden you're going to be able to work your way through the story.
Yeah, we got to color their way through the story, right? Oh, creativity to it, right? Because that's a lot of fun. I now have three kids through this whole long 15-year journey. You know, they love adding their own creativity to this, and they've been a part of the creative process now too. It's been fun.
Oh, that is so good. So you got the story, and then you got the bigger story. And the bigger story is that, hey, God knocked on your heart 15 years ago and said, hey, I got a divine download for you. And I'm not saying you were like Jonah who said, I'm running, forget it. But maybe you were. But you didn't want to get swallowed by a big fish. No, but the point is that you said yes. I saw Ed Young as an endorsement. That's pretty big. I mean, there's some big time pastors and leaders. In fact, I want everyone to tag their pastor. I'm going to tag my pastor. But I hear what you're saying. This could be done at vacation Bible schools, Sunday schools, schools. By the way, how cool is that your wife is showing up and, you know, telling us that Chase loves it. And I mean, this is great, man. What blessings have you seen already?
I mean, there's too many to count. I mean, the one has been me. I received grace. One of the toughest things I've had to deal with in my walk is feeling and I don't deserve it, but just being able to accept that I've been forgiven. Because what you said, I felt like I needed to punish it. I didn't, you know, I'm not good enough. And I was carrying my past into my future, even though my past had been forgiven. And so I think that has been a really great, this book every day reminds me of that. And so that's super freeing, especially as I feel like there's other things that I'm called to do, right? Whether it's being a better husband, a better father, dragging my past into my present, into my future. And as an entrepreneur, honestly, it limited our growth in our business and our potential. So the more that I can, let go of the past and lean into that bigger future that I feel called to do. I mean, it's an exciting ride. It's an exciting ride. Sometimes scary, but it's exciting.
Oh yeah, I love it. So I hear you saying that this has almost been a gift and a lesson that God's used to teach you personally. But the crazy thing is that you, as you've said, yes, God's actually blessing your business more and freeing you up. How crazy is that? Did you predict that? That like, hey, if I say yes to this children's book, God's going to free me up and grow my business?
No. And I mean, and as it's, you know, as it's been failing forward, the same things have been unlocked in the business, right? I mean, literally, Carrie, I'm telling you, this was downloaded. I mean, I'm repeating it over and over again. It was downloaded in 15 minutes, 15 years. Failing forward, multiple artists, lots of stories within the stories of where things didn't work out. But it's the same thing as like that's been the entrepreneurial journey, right? And the thing about the entrepreneurial journey I've been on is I had certain gifts and talents that would actually lend themselves to the businesses I've been a part of, right? This, I don't have any real artistic talent. I'm not a writer. I barely graduated at high school. I mean, like it's like there's nothing about me that would say, oh, this guy is the guy that's going to write a children's book, right? I mean, so literally, this could either be firewood in the category of dreams given that just they get burned up and never take root, right? Or it could be what it is now. And I'm grateful to say that, you know, God was patient with me and I continue to move forward and restart again and restart again, because now I think it, you know, I have seen fruit from it, not just for me personally, but for others. And that's been really, really cool. But that's, just keeping the vision alive. You want to talk about the ultimate entrepreneurial journey, like have no talent or skill or anything to really contribute to the business and go build something. I mean, it's just nuts. It's nuts.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Hold that up, because I want you to hold that book up.
Okay.
How crazy did it, because I'm an author.
This? Yeah.
I'm an author. And when you hold something that was just an idea and you hold it in your hand,
right?
It's kind of surreal. Tell us about that. The first time holding it.
Oh, I mean, the first time, I felt almost choked up. I mean, it's just wild. And the fact that this now lives outside of my head, right? And outside of, my own world, right? And not knowing where the journeys are going to go and knowing that I'll never know what the impact is or isn't, right? I mean, it's just like it's out there now, right? You know, it's
even more scary, right?
I mean, it's, yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Right. Like, especially, you know, right now in today's world and stuff. And it's like, it's crazy. Cause as you hit different inflection points through this thing where I would stop and everything. I mean, I just can't believe we're here. Right. I mean, I'll pull up another book. Right. And you'll find this funny. So I, one of the steps in the journey as all broke people, cause I had barely, we hadn't even really started the business yet. As all broke people living off their lovely wives that are school teachers that have crazy ideas. when you want to write a book and you have no resources, this is one way to go about it.
Oh yeah. Show that. The yep. Idiot's Guide to Publishing a Children's Book.
And I'm sure this really works for someone and a lot of people out there. But I will tell you, for me, if you ask anyone who knows me, how many ask them how many instruction manuals do you think I've ever read in my lifetime? And the answer is double zeros, right? I mean, so it's hilarious. And so I got this book and it was another dead end, right? And so again, working with others, unique ability, teamwork, working with other gifted and talented people that have brought this vision alive and just holding that vision has really been my biggest contribution, just being obedient.
Wow. Look at this comment on the screen.
Love you, girl. Thank you.
That chokes me up, man. Way to go, daddy. Love Everett, a.k.a. Nuggets. I've heard that Carl Jung said the most damaging thing in the life of a child is the unlived life of the parent. The parent who's not living out their calling. Mm. You, my friend, didn't just tell your kids to say yes to their dreams, to say yes to failure. Look at you. You're living it. How much of a responsibility do you think we as parents or grandparents or uncles have, aunts have to demonstrate through our actions? Because I mean, you put it on the line, man. You invested some dollars, you invested some time, you invested some fear. Talk about that.
Well, perfectly imperfect, but since you brought him up, Pastor Ed, who's the pastor of the church we go to, he often says more is caught than taught. And so I think that's just really, really true. And hopefully, they're going to catch more good things from me than some of my, more idiosyncrasies and challenges. And so I think there is a big responsibility. I mean, I grew up knowing about, religion, being introduced to God, all that stuff. But I really, it is people's actions that brought me to know the Lord. It was not people hitting me over the head with scripture of the Bible, candidly.
Interesting. Wow. So you and I were chatting a few months ago, and
hey Carrie, if I could, right before you hit that, one more thing just from a kid. One thing, just because my kids are on here. But the greatest thing, and I want to say it, and I should have already said this to him. If I haven't, I'm sorry. But one of the greatest things, guys, that I've had to do is even like this right here, is that I know you guys are in school, even as adults, we can have peer pressures. We can have, fears and all that stuff. And so I just want to encourage you guys to stay connected, walk with the Lord. And even when it seems scary, even when people don't disagree with what you're doing, if you're walking with him, you're going to be fine. And so I just wanted to share that little piece because I know you guys are upstairs watching this.
So in other words, you're saying, look, even though you saying yes to this dream was scary, there was peer pressure, what are people going to think? You're saying even as adults, we deal with that.
We do. And we do. And so I think kids sometimes, it can seem like adults don't have these same types of pressures that my daughter does in middle school, or my, fifth grader or my second graders probably they're starting to move into that phase. Right. And so, we do, and we are imperfect, and that's sort of the point of the book too, but it just, it's okay to march to the beat of your own drum.
I love it. I love it. Well, we got a few minutes left. So okay. Let's send people back also to Stephen J. jnooner.com. Here it is. People can grab the book, the coloring book. What else are they going to find? What do you feel God leading you to, Stephen? Yes, the children's book. What's next? Because I know this is a piece of the puzzle. What do you think God's been laying on your heart lately?
Well, I would say for right now, like this is, I live in the future, right? I mean, a lot of times that's where my brain's at. But what I feel convicted to say right now is just like right here, right now, this is it, right? And so I would say, if you want to learn about, any of the things that have been a part of my entrepreneurial journey or any of those things, of course, they're out there. And there's lots of ways of great programs like Strategic Coach and other people that have been a part of this journey that I think should receive credit. What I want to just say, though, is like, just for right now, what I'm here to do is just share this word and give praise. And to the extent that it's been inspiring to you guys, I hope that you guys go out and do your thing. This is not about me. This is about you guys. Whether it's giving you handles to talk to your kids or your grandkids or to spread the word in a different creative way, or just to inspire yourself to do something that you feel called to do that just makes no sense. That's why I'm here. And that's what I want today to be about.
I love it. This phrase, freedom finder. So I wrote a book called Your Secret Name, and my secret name is free. And man, I like that. What does that mean? Freedom finder. That's a powerful term.
Well, I mean, one of the things that's one of my greatest pleasures to get to be a part of is helping other people find increased levels of freedom and growth in their business. Right. And so everything I've done in my entrepreneurial journey has been about helping others reach some next level. But what I've found the most useful stuff, maybe this is another word of encouragement, the most useful stuff that has been most impactful for others, I often find is after I go through the experience and really bloody my knuckles and go through it. And so I can help people either avoid the pain I've gone through, or if they've got to go through it, I can help them get through it faster or encourage them. And so that's my purpose, whether it's freedom in a relationship with our Lord, freedom of purpose, or just more freedom in their business. That's what I want to do. But that causes me to have to go out and force myself to continue to seek it for myself, so I have something to give away.
So good. Well, we're going to hear you in Columbus, Ohio. You're coming and speaking.
Can't wait. Better half's coming too.
I hear that. You're bringing some family out. We cannot wait. Listen, I think God's chosen you for this time. I think I shared with you how I was planning on having someone else speak, and that person dropped off like a few months ago. And I'm like, okay, God, what's up here? And then you and I were chatting, and I told you, I said, you're supposed to speak at our event. And it's just going to be so exciting. So Stephen, thank you so much. Folks, I want to encourage everybody. Yeah. So it's on audio.
Yep. Audible.
It's a hardcover.
Yes.
Paperback.
Yes.
And ebook too?
Ebook. Yes.
Wow. Look at that.
Spanish okay. soon.
Spanish soon, man.
Free download. Lots of ways to reach it and access.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Tanisha, if you could tag my pastor on, Dean Fulks, FULKS, and Life Point Church. But I think this book needs to get out there. And Stephen, it's been a deep honor. Anything you want to say in closing to anyone today?
I love you, and I love you guys. And so I hope that today there was value in today. And I'm praying I prayed before we came on just that you'll be blessed, whatever that looks like for you. I just pray for you.
Awesome. You have one of our key leaders who said they're getting it for their baby Iris. I believe their grandbaby. So
thank you.
So I cannot wait, Stephen. We'll be chilling out, hanging together in a week, and I get to meet your family. And thanks for saying yes to God. And I feel like there's a lot of people who are going to say yes to something that God's been putting on their heart through your model.
Well, thank you, Kerry. Thank you for, you know, at the goal line when I just didn't think we were going to be able to get it into the end zone. You've been just an amazing inspiration and blessing. And I can't tell you in this short of time how much of an impact and difference maker you've been in this process. Wow. So thank you. And the team.
I feel it, man. I feel it. Well, thank you so much. Everybody, take care. Tag a pastor. Tag a Sunday school teacher. Get a copy. Share it with your kids, grandkids, and start coloring this weekend. We'll see everybody. Take care.
See you guys.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.